At least 65 people have died in an explosion in a Chinese factory, state media says. A car polishing workshop in Jiangsu province's Kunshan city witnessed the blast that also left more than 120 people injured. Officials are investigating the cause of the explosion. Rescue efforts and medical workers are at the scene. Shannon Van Sant joins me now from Beijing. Shannon, what more can you tell us about what happened?
Well, that's right. At about 6 p.m. last night in this eastern Chinese city in Jiangsu province, a fire began in a metals factory. The fire quickly spread through 2,000 meters of that factory. Barrels of chemicals were stored in that factory that created a huge explosion. And as you said, 65 people are dead, more than 100 injured. But those figures are likely to change, of course, as people are sent to the hospitals for treatment. And pictures from the scene show charred bodies being carried to stretchers, people with their clothes burnt off in shreds, looking dazed and shocked, sitting on the ground outside of the factory. And as you said, they're still investigating the cause of this accident, but it does point to some serious problems with safety, both at that factory and at factories across China.
Well, this isn't the first time, in fact, that we've seen this type of factory accident.
That's right. Not at all. More than 2,000 people have already died this year in China in the first 6 months of this year due to industrial or factory accidents. So safety remains a huge problem here. And one of the biggest reasons for that is that China's economy is growing so quickly that the factories and the industrial plants have trouble keeping up with that demand while also ensuring the safety of their workers.